We're talking with Ross Wilson, Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Ross, great to have you in Oklahoma City. I know that you have to plan these things out several years, but very, very happy that you've been able to enjoy the brand new Omni and all the things going on down here in the downtown area.
Ron, as you know, this is a wonderful property. We couldn't be happier with the facility, with the meeting accommodations, the rooms, everything about it. The hotel has been wonderful to work with. I would encourage people to take a look at it. We will be back.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on with TCFA and the feeding industry here in the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, that TCFA represents. Challenging times. I know that you've been able to help kind of get on that bully pulpit and really encourage these feedlot operators to buy into this 75% plan.
Yes, sir. Lots of challenges, which also means lots of opportunities. So the industry is working hard to see if we can't fix this on our own, for lack of a better term, before the focus pivots at some point, possibly, to a government mandate. I think people have great reservation about trying to work with the current administration and leadership in Congress to create a meaningful mandate of any kind that would be in statute and around for a long, long time. Are there problems with the current situation on price discovery and leverage and transparency? Yes. That's why people are working hard to address that with this voluntary plan that our leadership and members have really dug into, along with people in a number of other states. So, you know, the jury is still out. Our guys have done a really good job of meeting the goal of roughly 10,000 head a week in negotiated trade. But there's some changes that need to happen in livestock mandatory reporting so that we're reporting with as much accuracy as absolutely possible. You know, the trades that are going into these different, we're calling them buckets, but into these different components so that we make sure that, okay, that was truly a negotiated cash trade. That was truly a negotiated base price for a grid trade. There's some things, there's some trades in the formula bucket right now, top of the markets. There seems to be some unanimity across all states on the top of the market trade and as to whether or not that is truly a negotiated trade. That needs to be further defined. So the livestock mandatory reporting statute is up for reauthorization. It was good to hear Chairman Scott at the recent House Ag Committee when they were talking about all things cattle market. And then and Todd Wilkinson, NCBA officer, did a great job of testifying and addressing a lot of those complexities. And then subsequent to that, just last week, as you know, House Ag Committee marked up and voted out a contract library bill. Now, conceptually, that's a great idea, but the devil's in the details. And if we don't get that right, based on conversations that our members and staff have had with people in the pork industry, you might actually be giving the packers more information and more leverage than the feeder, and that would be a huge mistake. And there, understandably, there's a lot of concern about that. But Chairman Scott did inform the committee that he will have separate legislation for a one-year reauthorization of LMR with no changes. We assume he has the votes to do that, that will give all the stakeholders an opportunity to come together and address the transparency in reporting through LMR, whether it's a contract library or some other report, and some of those definitions, to my comment a moment ago about what goes in that formula reporting, the report that AMS sends out. The other important thing that's different about the cattle contract library than pork is it would be managed and overseen by AMS, and not packers and stockyards. And they have a greater level of expertise and long-term experience to manage something like that. Assuming, and I'm not assuming today, that we're going to get the details of the contract library to a point that we're satisfied with, but we're trying. That's one of the many things that's being worked on.
Right. We talk a lot about base prices. Any better way to figure a price discovery? In other words, you get a truer reflection of what a base ought to be?
That's a really great question. It's foundational to these discussions. Do we continue to depend on a cash bid system that works, has worked, but is it really keeping up with the times today when we're seeing so much product traded on grids with premiums and discounts? And of course, certified Angus beef is a perfect example. U.S. premium beef, there's example after example after example that would make one think that we ought to be looking at a different mousetrap. And so there's some groups of people. We have a working group within TCFA. There's other people looking into that. Mm-hmm. Can we build a better mousetrap that might be tied to some type of cutout value or index or a composite of several topics? The futures market has been referenced as one. I don't think we want a pricing system based only on futures, but is there a piece of the futures market that might be a part of that? And then, of course, that opens the can of worms as far as algorithmic trading and that discussion that we had several years ago. My only point being is that, yes, to your question, the industry should be looking at some other pricing mechanisms.
Okay. Finally, you've made the announcement. You've made the move. You're going to be stepping down from the CEO position into the year. Ben Weinheimer's coming in to take that role. You've had a tremendous career here at TCFA. What, 37 years?
37 years. It's been a wonderful career. I could not have imagined a better group of people to work for. I grew up on a ranch and farm in the Texas Panhandle, and to see what I've been able to do and help in a small way, and to work for and with our leaders and our great team and staff at TCFA, I just couldn't have imagined a better career. I truly have been blessed. I'm going to stay involved in different ways. I'm looking for some different projects as we speak to work on. I still want to make a positive contribution, but to the cattle industry and the beef industry. But after 37 years, it's time to turn the reins over to an incredibly bright and competent person in Ben. He's already been in some great leadership roles, not only for TCFA, but for the industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't be happier in that transition.
Thank you, Ross. Ross Wilson, Chief Executive Officer of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, talking with us during their 2021 annual meeting being held in downtown Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.